Well, friends, it's December 27th, and Christmas was not canceled. Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea as a babe in the manger to a mother named Mary and a father named Joseph. And so we rejoice in the fact that the baby was born in a manger and that he became not just the babe of Bethlehem, but he became the Christ of Calvary as well. And so this morning, as you sit back, as you have a cuppa, as you relax, and as you gather in the space in which you find yourself worshiping online with us today, you are in our thoughts and our prayers. We love you. We miss you. We pray that this week for you will be a time of blessing, a time of joy, a time of peace, a time of hope, and a time of love as we continue to praise and worship God today.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, hail thee as the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the clouds of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. Joy surround the earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around the center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, blossoming meadow, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed, wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou the Father, Christ our brother, all who live in love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine. Mortals join the mighty chorus which the morning stars began. Father, love is reigning o'er us, brother, love binds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music lifts us onward in the triumph song of life.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins, release us, let us find our rest in thee, Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring, by thine own eternal Spirit, ruling all our hearts alone, by thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne. You give life, bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you, Holy Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you, Holy. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you, Holy Lord. praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing, great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing, great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing, great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing, great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we'll pour out our praise. We'll pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you, holy. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you, holy.
We've been given the opportunity to rediscover Christmas. Hope, peace, joy, love. And on Christmas Eve, we will celebrate the arrival of Jesus. Simeon and Anna were sparks of hope in Israel. More than that, they were torches of hope. But Simeon and Anna revealed several things about hope and its power that we can take away and apply to our lives today. You see, hope sees beyond. It just sees beyond. It's the fuel of faith, dreams, possibilities, the whisper of maybe, just maybe. It's the spark in the cold darkness that catches flame. It's the flicker of the first light on a new morning. And no matter how hard our year has been, no matter what kind of problems that we have faced, no matter what struggles that we are facing now, or what kind of season of darkness and pain you are in, let me encourage you not to abandon hope. Hope is still alive, even in our deepest pain and most hopeless circumstances. Hope chases away the darkness and uncertainty. Hope is alive because God is with us.
Wow. There's so much in these few paragraphs of scripture from the Gospel of Luke. To begin like this is like God's birth announcement to the world. And what a way to announce a long-awaited event that happened in such an unexpected way. Suddenly, in the middle of a dark and ordinary night in the Bethlehem countryside out on the hill, an angel appears in the sky and is joined by a skyful of angels. The New Living Translation calls them the armies of heaven. Wow. It's hard to imagine just how magnificent and how bright and terrifying and glorious a sight that must have been. Make no wonder the shepherds were terrified. You and I know that Jesus was entering into our world to fulfill his identity as the perfect Lamb of God. The perfect Lamb of God who came to take away the sin of the world, your sin, my sin. He was the ultimate sacrifice and payment for that sin. His death did away with the need for sacrificial lambs. His resurrection made it possible for us to be fully restored in our relationship with God. His life made it possible to experience true peace. And here we are. Shalom in the Hebrew language and culture, the word and concept that encapsulate the completeness and wholeness of God's original creation. Well, where do we find peace? Well, you know, you can have peace in the midst of your storm. So I sometimes sing as my favorite song. Little Hannah, our granddaughter, says, it's Poppy's song, Poppy's song. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. You can have peace in your storm. What are you facing? What storms of life now are you facing in this day and age of COVID-19? You can have peace. You can have peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He has come to give you peace, whatever you are facing. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 11, come unto me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your weary souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Joy. It reminds me of that Christmas scene on Christmas Day, and when Mr. Bean gets out of bed and he's dancing around and his joy is bubbling forth. He's so excited, and he opens up his Christmas socks. But there are other times joy might be a slow rolling bubble. It might even be a little muddy, a little cloudy or murky, slower to take its way out. No matter what's surrounding it or influencing, joy always has its source deep within. Because Christ has come to be God with us, our Emmanuel, we can experience joy no matter what the discouragement, no matter what the circumstance we may be going through. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to experience joy. It's okay to want to be happy and joyful. It's okay to enjoy those emotions. Don't feel guilty about being happy, even amidst COVID. Don't be guilty about feeling joyful. You see, the devil wants to come in. He wants to steal your joy. He wants to take that happiness and that joy away from you. He wants to bring you down. He wants to fill you with doubt and discouragement and despondency. Don't let him do it. Don't let him do it. You see, joy is our strength. Celebrate. Enjoy it. Be happy. I love the song that Bobby McFerrin used to sing a number of years ago. Don't worry. Be happy. Yeah. This is a time for happiness that God has brought us back in restoring the city of our hearts, because our source of strength is the very joy of the Lord. It's what fuels us and sustains us. Peter describes it this way. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. 1 Peter 1, verses 8 and 9. I'm not saying put on a plastic smile and pretend everything is hunky-dory and it's okay. No. Get to know the Prince of Peace, as we were talking about last Sunday, and he will give you joy. Fearless love makes you cross the border. Wow. The love that Jesus embodied in our world is indeed fearless love. Besides simply lacking any fear, the love of Jesus defies and overcomes fear. We look at the cast of Christmas and we see love united. The cast of characters God has assembled for the arrival of his Son on earth is far from the expectations of any one of us, and probably even far from the expectations of the people of that day. To us, it may seem like a ragtag bunch, To them, it was downright blasphemy that the Messiah would be so lowly and associated with the full spectrum of unclean humanity and creation. Just imagine the stable where Jesus was born. You all know what's on the floor of a stable, don't you? The sights, the sounds, the smells, the aromas, the everything of that dirty stable where the Son of Man came to be born to be your king, your Savior, my Savior, your Prince of Peace, my Prince of Peace, born in a stable. John the Apostle eloquently describes the love of God in the fourth chapter of his letter of 1 John. Listen to what he says. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely upon the love that God has for us. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 16. John tells us that God is love. Love is God. God is love. Love is his nature, and he has shown it to us by sending Jesus. When we come to Jesus, giving him our lives, we are restored to love. We are fulfilled in love. We can count on God's love. It won't let us down. It's the same as the hope and the peace and the joy. It comes. It's all because of God's love for us. It fills us. It fuels us. It calls us. It enables us to love each other. Love defines and propels us. Are you being propelled by love? Does that define you, or is it something a little bit more sinister? Jesus brought this reconnection and restoration to love himself when he entered the world. Near the end of his earthly ministry, as he gathered with his 12 disciples for their last Passover meal together, he tells them this: "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." John 13, 34 and 35. And as Jesus is teaching his disciples, he wants to make sure that they love like he does. And here's the most important part. How will people know that they are followers of Jesus? By the love that they show other people. You've heard that before. How will people know we are Christians? By our love. Remember the song? By our love. Love is what defines us. It marks us. It characterizes us. At least it should. Of course, none of us is perfect as individuals or as a collective body of believers, the Christian church. But each of us has certainly find opportunities in this Christmas season and in our current cultural climate to allow God's love to flow from us to others. Jesus said, "You've heard it that was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. I tell you," he says, "love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Matthew 5, 43 and 44. Jesus was crossing that divide, that chasm. He reached across the cultural, spiritual, political, and racial divisions and calls us to do the same thing. He was illustrating the kind of love John describes later in 1 John chapter 4. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. 1 John 4:18 and 19. Jesus' love is fearless love that calls us and enables us to cross the border, to tear down the barriers, to reach out above and beyond disagreement, to reach out in love beyond skin color. The fear that is driven out by love is the fear within ourselves. Love overcomes the fear of the other, who may not look or sound like us, or share the same perspective or experience as us. Jesus at Christmas and all the time calls us together into his loving presence and invites us to make room for all. There is a humility and love and a willingness to put someone else first. Sometimes love means taking the simple step of building that bridge as a gesture and an invitation. Sometimes it's been willing to listen and not to defend, just be that listening ear. It is always being willing to choose to see someone else, not as the other, but as us, equally loved by God, equally welcomed into his presence, equally drawn into and propelled out of his miraculous, divine, all-consuming love. That's God's love. This is the gift of Christ. This is the heart of Christmas. As, remember what Linus said? That's the true meaning of Christmas, Charlie Brown. It's all about love. Ephesians 3, 17 to 19, the Apostle Paul says this, "And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." That is the gift of Christmas.